Hi guys, welcome back to Timeline Podcast. I hope you guys really enjoyed our previous episode where we talked about freelancing in London. And today we're actually going to be talking more about London and I guess our love for London and all about living in London. If you're new around here, my name is Tim Chung.
And hello, I'm Charlie Firth.
And welcome to the Timeline Podcast.
Welcome to Timeline. Yeah, we are here today, another episode, episode number 7, I believe, in our little series. And yeah, today is all about London, the city of, well, the capital of the UK.
Before we go any further, though, I just want to let you guys know that we are on Instagram at Timeline Podcast. So go find us there. Both our own social medias are actually there as well. So if you want to go check out what we're doing individually, then feel free to do that. And also, we've been chatting. This is episode 7. Mm-hmm. By episode 10, we're going to nail this down, have a proper intro, a proper outro.
Yeah, so my friend Phil basically messaged me, and big up Phil if you're listening to this, and basically said, you guys should have some intro music. And we're like, yeah, we know. We know we need some intro music.
We've just been quite busy recently, so I probably should have done it.
Well, I mean,
we'll both do research and we'll get it sorted.
Yeah, we need to find that track, whether it's Epidemic, a music bed, whatever.
Yeah, shout out to Epidemic. Please help us with this podcast.
Yeah, Epidemic Sound. Give us a sponsor. Yeah, we need to find that jazzy intro music. So don't you worry. By episode, we've basically given ourselves a deadline on hitting episode 10 where it's going to be like pristine. It's going to be a beautiful podcast. So just stick with us for a couple more episodes. It's going to be
what do you mean? This podcast is already beautiful?
Well, this is quite raw, rough and ready, you know? This is quite a raw podcast.
All right.
You're like, whoever's listening right now, you're like here from the beginning. You're going to be like an OG fan.
OG, 100%.
Yeah. So anyone who's like maybe listening at like episode like 40, 50 later, it's going to sound so good. So right now you're catching us when we're right at the start of this journey, which is, I think, is quite cool because it is quite rough and ready, but we do know it needs to be more produced. We do understand that. We both
We're slowly learning. It's all about a learning curve.
Exactly.
This whole podcast is about talking about people's timelines and people's journeys, which we will get to hopefully at episode 11. So this is kind of our journey and our timeline of making a podcast, which is super cool.
Hopefully by episode 11, it'll be a little more safer within the environment of, you know, the landscape right now with everything that's going on. But hopefully we can interview someone or either get, you know, someone on Zoom or however we're going to record it. We'll work that out. But those interviews are coming, so hang tight because there is stuff in the works behind the scenes.
Yeah, but today I thought it'd be really cool to actually just talk about living in London. I guess a lot of people maybe listening that aren't based in London, that are based somewhere else around the world, the living in London conversation is so interesting. And because previously we talked about freelancing in London, freelancing and then living in London kind of come hand to hand. So let's just kick off and talk about both our lives in London and what you love and what you don't love, maybe.
Firstly, whoever's listening, maybe drop us a message and say where you're listening from. That'd be really interesting to know where people are actually listening from right now. Because if like 80% of people are listening in London, then this is going to be an interesting one for you. But if not, I mean, even still, if you don't live in London, it'd just be really cool to hear where people are based. But anyway, London then. When was the first time you visited? I think you mentioned you came over.
Yeah, I love London.
Job interview.
I actually thought about this yesterday. I generally do really like London. And I don't think I can move anywhere right now, especially because everything that just happened in the past 6 months. London is my second home.
Yeah. I mean, we both of us probably had thoughts right at the start of, well, end of, I can't believe it's been like 5-6 months. Basically, yeah, end of March. I think a lot of people debated whether to like go home or to stay either in the city or wherever. There was an option, basically, like either go back to your parents' house, like which is more likely in a suburban area in the countryside, or stay in the city, basically. And I didn't really think about going back just because, one, I was already still working. I'm just having to obviously pivot to work from home. But
London's super cool. First time I came to London was for an interview, and then I loved it.
Yeah,
5 years on, I'd say I'm still loving it. I would love to live in a house that's double the size of what we're living in right now. But who doesn't?
One with a fan, like air conditioning.
One with air conditioning, not a fan. Built-in air conditioning in the flat.
I think this flat, though, one, I think it's a pretty decent size. I mean, I've never felt like, you know, we're kind of on top of each other here. There is enough space.
We definitely do have enough space for what we're paying for sure.
Yeah, London. Yeah, so I was growing up and my parents would bring me to London every now and then for, don't know, just trips out. Luckily, I was only, you know, 2 hours away on the train, so it was easier for me just to come in as a family. And I think that's where I firstly started to get to know London. And my dad, like, had been working here for, like, years. So I always thought it was really fascinating when we were, like, walking around, like, central Soho, like, around Oxford Street, and dad would just, like, know where to go.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, my God, like, how does he, like, now, in hindsight.
London's so small.
Well, yeah, you just, so like, big. You know where to go because you just get used to it. But I just thought, like, my dad was, like, this incredible, like, map of knowledge, like, just knowing if you go down this street, then you get to Charing Cross. And if you, like, you know, we'll end up walking this way, you get to Leicester Square. And I was just like, oh, my God, this city, when you're young, like, the city is so big. And then when you move here, you're just, like, there are certain places you know, like, perhaps not to go at the weekend, or you know, like, if you get on this tube line at a certain time, it's going to be chaos, or... Yeah, I don't know, but 100%. I think London is my favorite city in the world currently. I mean, I've traveled to a few bigger cities, been to like New York, been to Vancouver.
New York. That was really on the chin.
I don't know. It really depends what you're looking for in a city, but I think that there's something about London where there's so many, it's just like there's so many cultures. And I think that's what brings everyone kind of together. It's the most multicultural place I think I've ever been to. And it just, everyone who lives here just kind of, it's this just, I don't know, just this kind of like spirit that you have within you. And like, it's just like super cool. Obviously, not everyone is like that. I'm sure you'll get a few ruffians, but no, I just think like the spirit within London is so cool. And it's just been a bit of a blessing really to live here for the past like 7 years.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, especially the past couple of months where London's been more empty than ever. So then if you have a bike or you live near central where you can walk around, it's actually crazy to see the city empty, especially like the big places, Oxford Circus, Piccadilly, and what you call it, Trafalgar Square.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing them places.
Like South Bank and stuff. Dead. And yeah, that was the weirdest thing.
Not dead, but just...
Just quiet.
Quiet, yeah.
Like usually it's just so buzzing. Like there's, especially in summer.
But then that also made you appreciate London a bit more because you got to see the beauty without the people. What's your favorite place in London? One place.
Gosh.
Landmark, go.
Landmark. There's a spot, if you walk from Embankment along the river, like in a easterly direction, there's a spot where basically you can see to the right Big Ben and like, the London Eye, and then to the left you kind of see the city and the Shard, London Bridge, that spot. And it's kind of like a dip where it's just such a nice view, like you kind of have the high-rise buildings on both sides. But like London's so cool because it's not like a kind of concrete landscape like New York and, you know, Dubai and like Tokyo, places that have like a kind of decked out Hong Kong, you know, with like crazy like, you know, skyscrapers and stuff. London's just like got really unique, weird buildings. Like we've got a gherkin shaped building. We've got obviously the London Eye. You've got the Shard. You've got the walkie talkie building. Mm. They're like really quirky buildings. And I think London's like great for that because it's just, it's more historic. We've kind of got like so much history and you've also got the Tower of London. But I think, yeah, anything along the river for me or at the top of Richmond Park. I think Richmond Park for me, like, yeah.
What do you think my favorite is?
It'll either be somewhere in, Chinatown.
Oh no, that's racist.
You love Chinatown.
I do love Chinatown. That's hilarious.
Or that spot near City Hall.
City Hall? Oh, that spot in City Hall is pretty good. I would probably just say Covent Garden as a general landmark. Because
Starbucks. That Starbucks in closed. Covent Garden.
It's closed. What a pity. Shout out to Starbucks.
Yeah. There are just so many nice spots. Not that I really get public transport. This is the thing. Like for me, cycling around London is the best thing.
Sweaty.
Yeah, but you get to see so much. I would much rather That's cycle. True. And it takes pretty much, if not quicker, like the same time to get anywhere.
You know what? It's quite interesting. I think a lot of people, when they come to London, the biggest question people ask you is, where do you live? How much do you pay for rent?
How many places have you lived in London?
I've lived in, one was in Acton. So I lived in North Acton, then moved to a place called Perryville temporarily because I got kicked out of my other flat because my landlord was selling the place. And then I moved to Chiswick, four places.
I think that's about the same for me. I moved in with my friend Matt in Shepherd's Bush.
Shea Boo.
But that was my first flat in London. Oh, it's so exciting. Remember that? And it was like a converted council building.
I think your experience of London is very different to my experience. Because I moved into one room, no living room. And it was just like, I just moved here just because of work. Then my second place I moved to, I'm 6 foot. So if you don't know, if you've never met me in person, right, I'm quite tall, especially for a Chinese guy. Laugh if you will. And then I moved to a place in Perryville because I needed somewhere. And it was so last minute. I took a single bed because someone recommended me through Facebook. And this room was literally one single bed and enough. So you walk in the room, the single bed's there on your left. The door swings open, hits the single bed. And the space between the bed and the wall and the little passageway is just enough for your suitcase to lie open on the floor.
Oh, wow.
So like a really small box room. And then below at your feet where you would have stepped, there was a little built-in cupboard for some clothes.
Okay.
That was how small it was.
How much did you pay for that?
I paid $450.
Oh, okay. That I was going to say, if it was over $500, I'd be like, oh.
Maybe $450, $500. I can't remember. It was something like that. It wasn't too expensive.
Perryville's on the Piccadilly line?
Central line. Zone 3-4.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it was just, I needed somewhere. I was desperate.
And how many people did you share with then?
Two other guys. Older guys.
Okay.
And a dog.
You had a dog there?
He had a dog, yeah.
Oh, lots of hairs.
Lots of hairs. All my jeans had hairs.
Oh, no.
And like when you do your washing, there's just like the dog smell. Not ideal, but...
Yeah. So you were there for a bit and then you moved to place in Chiswick and then you moved here. Okay.
West is best.
Yes. Well, yeah, I would say West is best. I've lived, Shepherd's Bush first and then moved back home for a bit because London is very expensive and I was very poor. Had no money.
Cheap.
Yeah, moved back home with my parents for a bit, like the classical mid-20s stereotype. And then moved to a place in Camden, then hopped to Putney, lived with my sister and her boyfriend, and then
Now they're married?
Shout out Rose and Ben, who probably won't listen to this. Tomorrow. Happy birthday to my sister. 25 years old.
Quarter life crisis.
Yep.
Can't afford the prices.
But yeah, and that was fun. So yeah, I've pretty much been based in West for the majority of it, but I have seen a lot of London. Like South East is really nice. I haven't really seen too much of like South, proper South, like Clapham area is all right. And then you've obviously got North where like Hampstead is pretty good.
What do you think? Where should you live? Based on work or based on where you want to be on the weekend?
Oh, I think if you're young, East is very popular because it's just, it's very like happening. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just like East is where the cool kids are, I think, in my opinion anyway.
Well, I'm living in the wrong area then.
We're like, well, where we live,
I am living in the wrong area.
All right. Well. I don't think I could stomach living in East. I'd like to.
No, I can.
But I just don't think I could deal with like the loudness. Like living in Camden was enough for me because it was constant. It was like I lived just off Camden, like the main road. You know, if anyone knows where like Coco is, like I lived around that area and it was just so loud. Like Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, it was just like thumping. It was just like madness. And I think, I don't know, if you're young, you don't really have any responsibilities. You don't really care. You just kind of like, you just blends in with everything. And the majority of the time, you're not really at home anyway. You're kind of out, you're seeing friends, you're doing stuff. Literally opposite to what everyone's doing right now. But it was just so loud. And I think if you're young, East and around that area, obviously if you can afford it, Central, but I don't really know anyone who lives in Central because prices are probably shockingly high.
I will be soon. Watch this space. 2021,
I think
2022.
The closest I could probably live in Central would maybe be around like Westbourne Park, like Ladbroke Grove, that area.
Okay.
Which is like not just above Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Notting Hill is quite nice, actually.
Oh, you know what?
Portobello Road.
Hammersmith. Hammersmith is where I want to be.
Yeah. Hammersmith is a good area.
I've had a lot of discussions with people, actually, about where they're living in London, why they live there. And last year, I was actually meant to film a couple of videos about the whole living in London thing, which obviously I haven't done.
For your channel?
Yep. Just exploring different sections of London.
Oh, yeah. You can do a series on it.
Yeah. Because I find it really interesting. Why do people choose North London rather than South London? Why South East? South East doesn't have that many great train connections. East sort of does. The further east you go, the worse it gets. Personally for me, North London is nice. Can be a bit more pricey. South London, South West London, typically more expensive. West London's similarly, but more family orientated than Northwest. Like, there's just so many different places in London, and people choose to live in different places for different reasons. And then there's also then people that live further out of London that then travel into London for work, but maybe they don't really mind the travel. But then some people travel in from all around England, come to London for work, and then just commute home.
Yeah.
And that's okay for them. But then if you move to England for the first time, do you choose to live in like Zone 6 or just on the outskirts of London and then commute in?
I would have absolutely no idea. Like, I think you'd have to know someone to ask that. Because imagine, like, if I was just to pack up shop and go and, like, let's say move to Paris, you wouldn't really know where to go until you actually move there. And I think you'd probably end up just picking somewhere that your budget can afford and then going from there, and you'd understand, like, the local area, like, what, I don't know, what the vibe is. If you feel safe there, and if you don't necessarily feel safe, then you might end up moving somewhere else. I've never really felt unsafe in London personally. I've never really had any issues or encounters, touch wood, that have, you know, have caused me to kind of fear about where I am or where I'm living. But everyone's different. Everyone's had different like experiences within the city. But
and then, do you think the cost of living in London is super expensive?
Yeah, massively.
I know you already said that, but the whole spectrum.
I mean, I hate comparison, but if we're being very honest, like, a lot of people my age have bought houses. Like, some of my best friends have bought houses. Some are living by the coast, some are living like Worcester kind of area, some are living south in like Sussex area. It all just depends on your personal preference, what you want to do in life. Like, not everyone wants to live in London. Some people hate London. A lot of my friends hate London. They don't want to come here because it's too busy, it's too rushed, people are rude. Like, that's their impression. Like, we are two people who kind of like love London, but like where I am in my life financially compared to a lot of my friends is a lot worse, because I've been paying, maybe we should bring up this tweet, but basically I saw a tweet last week which basically said I've been paying about, I think it was like £46,000 in rent, like, since living in London. Maybe avocado sandwiches and whatnot aren't the problem. And I do think that that is like true, because there's so much expectation and pressure on young people to like, why are you not saving? Why are you not buying a house? And I think unless you're actually living somewhere where you can save, and you like, you have a job where you make enough money to basically pay, you know, let's say your mortgage is £300-400, like, that's so cheap for me. So cheap. If you think like rent is anywhere between, I've never paid anything less than £725 on rent, just rent, not even bills. So like that is the massive reason why I think a lot of people who live in London can't afford houses. Cause unless you've got a crazy paying job that allows you to like save thousands, like buying a house is thousands of pounds that you have to save up. And if you're basically living paycheck to paycheck each month, it's impossible. I think.
Get a Monzo card and start calculating and budgeting.
Well, I've actually, be proud of me, I've actually been starting to actually look at my finances properly now. But maybe that's a couple of years too late. But
it's never too late. I think it's more, you said something really interesting there about people in their like 20s buying houses. And I feel that it's social media and I guess the media in general and things that we watch online and see online that puts this bracket that when you're young, you need to be super successful with a lot of money, and their success and your success looks very different.
Yeah.
Because then people that have bought the houses might then look at your life and be like, whoa, Charlie's living in London and she's doing X, Y, and Z. And that's so cool. And then you're looking at them thinking,
yeah, it's
oh, all, they've bought a house, they've made it.
It's all relative. This is the thing, it's relative. Like, I'm happy being here. I wouldn't be happy living somewhere else. I'm like happy with my life right now. I might not own a house. I might not have a dog. I might not, you know, be married. I might not like have it all. That I think that's just like the impression that people have. And it's a generational thing because you're kind of passed down this like idea of what life is and what like you have to tick certain boxes within life and like check them off in order to be successful. But that is changing, I think. And 100% like over the past, let's say 20, 30 years, like it's changed. Like my parents were married at 23. They had me. Technically, if I was living on my parents, like
Ruth.
Their timeline kind of thing. No, like I should have been married 6 years ago. I should be pregnant now.
Well, get on it.
like it's crazy, I think, how over generations, certain life expectations change. Obviously, some people are, you know, are married and like happily living in a place they've bought. Like, that's totally cool. Like, it's all relative with what you want to do in your life.
Talking about saving in London, how much do you think you've spent every month pre-COVID? Not including rent and bills. What do you think your expenditure is? He has no idea.
No, I do. I just don't know if I want to say. Because it's like, people are going to be like, oh, why did she spend that much?
Okay, maybe not. Maybe that's a bad question.
No, I think it's interesting. I think...
We need to ask more people about these questions. Like, the whole living in London thing is actually, as a broad spectrum, so interesting. There's so much... I need to make that video, actually, because I think people find it so interesting how much people pay in what boroughs. Boroughs? Boroughs?
It depends if you hit, like... Say
that word. Boroughs.
Boroughs.
That sounds so weird in my accent.
Borough.
Boroughs?
Borough.
No, that's borough.
Borough. I think pre-COVID, if minus traveling, because I think traveling and going away.
I mean, just the whole living in London, not actually going.
Including rent and bills.
No, not including rent and bills, but just like the day to day. If you have to buy breakfast, if you have to go get lunch, if you're going to go out for dinner, go for meals, that whole kind of like the lifestyle of London. Because then I know some people that go out every Friday, every Saturday.
Yeah.
Maybe spend 100 or 200 pounds, which means by the time the end of month comes, they spent maybe £1,000 and half of it is going out, half of it's on food bills.
Yeah. It really depends on, I guess, what you do, because I wouldn't normally be going out for lunch or doing breakfast and stuff. I've probably been spending more on food during COVID, but yeah, I'd say maybe like £500-ish.
Okay. That's normal. I think most average people spend around £100 per week, excluding the Oyster cards and travel into London.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. If you're going out, if you're like buying dinner, I think, you know, if you're in a relationship, you end up buying food more. It's just the thing. And, you know, you might go out on the weekend, you might get a coffee. They're not like massive expenditures, but they do all add up if you think about it. But yeah, probably, I don't know, maybe like, 300 to £500 maybe. Mm. I don't know. That still seems quite a lot.
That's normal.
I can't even remember what I used to spend money on pre-COVID.
That's normal though. It's not a lot. I think it's unnormal for someone not to spend that amount of money living in London.
Like, but if you're buying food, that
the social aspect of, okay, if you go to, even for one or two drinks after work, you like buy rounds for people, or you buy your friend a drink, or you buy your friend dinner.
Yeah.
And they buy you dinner, and kind of just what comes around goes around.
Yeah.
Like, you might have a cheap month 1 week, or a cheap week 1 week, because your friends paid for your dinner, but you've paid for their dinner like a month ago.
Yeah. I do miss restaurants. I'm trying to think of my favorite restaurant in London. What's my favorite restaurant in London?
I actually don't have one. I'll just resort back to Chinatown. I know that's not my favorite place, but it just reminds me so much more of home and like Hong Kong.
Mm.
That's why I think I gravitated towards Chinatown. Not because of Chinese, but it's just, it's probably the only place that I can speak Chinese in London and be understood.
Yeah.
With like locals and staff. And
I just like the vibe of the area as well. It's just like, it's cool. It's like, I don't know, just like nice buildings, nice lights, just cool to walk around at night.
Oh, London. I wish lockdown wasn't like this.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
Definitely getting better. I think at the start of lockdown, it was just kind of scary because I'd never seen London so quiet before. And now it is. Yeah, it's getting definitely more back to normal, but obviously still not tons and tons of people are traveling into central, commuting in to work. So how that's going to change over the next couple of months will be really interesting. But yeah, I think I'm like really happy with like where we are now. And I think we've been very blessed with where we kind of are. Hashtag blessed. No, I'm super thankful because again, like I haven't really had to live with randoms, as people say. I haven't had to share with randoms. Mm. So I've been quite lucky with that. And
yeah, imagine right now sharing with, let's say, 3 or 4 people that you don't know that well, and you've had to stick with them for 3 or 4 months without, I don't know, just the little small things.
Even if I was in Putney and like I was with my sister and Ben, like we'd all be on the dinner table. Like everyone would be on top of each other, basically. Mm. Like if you had to take a call, you'd have to probably go to your bedroom and do it. It'd be really interesting to know what different people's like working situations have been like during COVID. Because for some, I can imagine it being just a bit horrendous, really, and a bit of a struggle. Going back to the whole, just like, I think appreciation of London thing as well. I do think that the people that you meet kind of end up shaping your experiences of the place too. And since moving here, I don't know, would you say you've changed? Because I'd say I've changed massively since moving here.
Nope, still the same boy as I was when I was 21. No, I've definitely changed so much, but in a really positive way. I feel not just the people, but all of the experiences that I had that I wouldn't have had at home that have really changed me.
Mm.
And it's almost difficult sometimes when I go back home to my group of friends because I am so different and all the stuff I do is quite different, but also quite the same. Like mm-hmm. nothing's changed, but a lot of things have changed.
Well, why? Because you come from Belfast, which is, I don't know, I really like Belfast too. I think that's quite a quirk. It's obviously not as big as London, but it's still really quirky. And like, how did you know that you didn't want to be in Belfast as a creative?
So I've always had very high aspirations. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
To do better in life and do... Yeah. Exceptionally well in life. And the whole kind of motto in my whole life is, well, if I aim for 100%, there's a good chance that I'll get 100%. But if I aim for 70%, this was like more at uni, where 70% was a pass.
Yeah.
Then the most I'll ever achieve is 70% or 50, which is not really a good mark. But if I aim higher, the chances are quite high to get high.
Yeah.
So when I was at uni, I just thought always had London. I just knew London, especially in the UK, is quite up there. The opportunities here are better. There's more ways to carve out your career path here financially. And I know it's CV-wise, it's just so much better here.
Yeah.
Whereas at home, and especially a lot of, not just at home in Belfast, but a lot of different small pockets around the UK, your work can only kind of be local rather than, what's it, local and then national and then nationwide.
Yeah.
Nationwide and national.
Regional, yeah.
Yeah, it's local and regional rather than international and nationwide.
Yeah.
So your reach at home is only so small.
Yeah.
Every creative in Belfast, they're all just working for the same clients. Same clients, same jobs, same people. Not much is different. Whereas in London, the opportunities here are just so much more and rich and so much more better. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the right word is, but there's just so much more here to grasp if you wanted it. And like, I have this drive that I want it bad, not always for financial gain, but I don't know, just who I am. I just want it more than the person beside me.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers what you were asking, actually.
Yeah, no, it's interesting how some people are just happy, I guess, where they come from and, you know, where they are and, you know, maybe not even London. Like, I know Bristol is a bit of a creative hub. I know around Bath.
Mm.
is really cool.
But then the things with them little cities is you don't get the international exposure that you can get in London.
Yeah, because I guess...
The opportunity.
Yeah.
So a lot of the clients I've worked with, the exposure is international, not just London and UK.
Because if you're working at, like, let's say a larger company, you would be more likely to move to London, let's say, than be like placed in Bristol. Or like if you were someone living abroad, wanting to come to the UK, you'd probably pick London. Maybe Manchester. Manchester's obviously up there as well.
Manchester, Birmingham.
Yeah.
Those kind of metropolitan cities.
Yeah.
But London's like the main international hub. So if you manage to get in a company in London, they might send you to New York to do work in New York.
Yeah.
Or send you to their offices in New York. Whereas like they're not going to have an office in Belfast and have an office in Hong Kong.
They might do.
Yeah, but the odds are so slim.
Yeah.
Whereas the odds here to work for a creative agency or...
Yeah.
studio and have different places around the world. And if you get a full-time job somewhere, they might transfer you, or you might get requested to get transferred.
Yeah, completely agree. Completely agree. Because I was always thinking, like, if I didn't live in London, like, where would I live? And there's like a kind of saying that once you live in London for 10 years, you kind of reach that point where you're like ready to move out. And there's that famous saying, if a man is tired of London, he is tired of life. And I think that's where, you know, you might reach a certain point where you've lived in London for so long, you're ready to like now take a bit of a step back, because London is very, it's a very young city. Like,
you're almost at the 10 year stage.
I know. And I have thought about it. I am like, I could see myself living out of London. The only issue would be
in
commuting.
Brighton or something. Classic.
Yeah, it's such a commute. Like,
and you've done the commute.
Yeah. I know what it looks like, and it's just not appealing. However, obviously post COVID, if more people are now going to be allowed to work from home, then it might be a bit, I think the appeal to live out of London at a cheaper like rent and maybe commute in, you know, maybe get like a 3 or 2 day ticket, which is going to cost far less than, let's say, a monthly travel card of like £500 to £700 in some places. It's going to be so much more appealing for people to want to commute in. And if they can work 3 days from home, 2 days in the office, like it definitely is appealing. But just right now, I haven't reached that stage yet, but I have always thought about like living abroad as well. But
really?
That's a subject for another time. Yeah, like,
yeah, I don't think I'm ready to leave London yet.
No.
I think, funny enough, I know I've been here 5 years, but I think this year and the end of last year to this year, I don't know what people think of my work and what I do, but I've got this really good vibe that I'm only just starting. Like, I've only just grasped London and I'm only just starting right now. So if people think, oh, he's doing really cool stuff, then like, for me,
you're just at the start.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Even though you might think, oh, 5 years, he might be middle of his career, but I've only just started.
It takes a while though to like fully reach a point, one, in your career where you're happy. And like, I don't know anyone who hasn't lived in like more than, you know, 4 or 5 places in London. Everyone who I kind of know, it's like, where have you lived? It's not just like, what's the one place you've lived? You hop around and, you know that someone kind of is from a certain area. So if you're like, you're going to visit, I don't know, Islington or Angel somewhere, you're like, oh, that person lives there. Maybe I'll ask them for recommendations. Or there's just, I don't know, there's just so much about it. But no, I don't feel ready to leave just yet. It's still got me for a little longer.
Okay, let's wrap up this episode. We're going to do some quick fiery questions to each other. I guess I'm going to answer
quick fire, which will be slow in my case because I am very slow at thinking of things. So please bear with me.
Okay, let's go for transport, best and worst options, like tube, bus,
okay,
every kind of transport, public transport.
Worst, 100% hands down, is either the Central or Northern Line.
Why the Northern Line?
And if anyone argues with me, then I will argue back. Yeah, the okay. Northern Line is...
Yo, no arguing. What's the best option?
That would be between...
And not your bike.
The Victoria Line, because it's regular. Or I do quite like the Overground. Because it's like, it's never usually packed. It doesn't get you generally to the places you need to go in Central, but the Overground is usually quite reliable.
Whoa.
It's not very regular, but it's quite reliable.
To all the Londoners listening.
Imagine if I said the DLR.
It is quite reliable though, to be fair.
The Emirates Airline.
I've never been on that.
Oh, everyone should go on that.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
A lot of fun.
My best, guess my best.
The District Line.
The District Line. I love the District Line.
It's your cliche,
love
the District
it.
Line.
I love hate it. No one likes it, but I like it.
Yeah, it's so random. Just like, I love the District Line.
Worst?
Because of the aircon in summer.
Yeah, but Overground has aircon. The new Overground trains are actually so nice.
Yeah.
But they only run in certain spots. My worst?
Central.
100%.
Yeah, I think Central has to be the worst. I'm sorry. Sorry for everyone who lives on the Central Line, but it is just the worst.
Dirty and hot.
Yeah.
Not nice. Even some of the Central, it's just dirty.
It's in summer, it's so hot.
I think last year it peaked 37 degrees on the train.
I just feel like
loads of people collapsed.
So bad to drive.
Not because of COVID. I don't think anyone will be squishing in the Central Line like ants.
No.
Okay. Best view of the city.
Ooh.
Sky Garden. I'm in.
Oh yeah, Sky Garden. That's a good one.
It's free.
Yeah. I do like Primrose Hill because you get a nice kind of like view of everything. Or there's a spot in Hampstead Heath, which is really nice.
Okay, you can't choose two.
And there's a spot in Richmond, which is really nice.
What's a spot in Richmond?
The top, you know, where you have to cycle uphill. And it's like a real slog to get up the hill. And then there's a top and there's a bench and you can kind of see, you can't see like the whole city, but you can
so
see
is that
a nice
a date spot I should go to.
Yeah, that's a nice date spot.
You need to show me where that is next time.
We cycled up it.
But where's the bench?
I think you...
You need to tell me where the bench is.
You nearly slapped me and then you cycled off. So it's a, if that's you can remember
so
that.
Wrong.
Yeah. I
do,
don't know.
I
somewhere
do remember.
With, somewhere in a park, I'd say, probably. Someone with a park. Or if someone's got like a nice penthouse flat, maybe just give us a shout and we can come and take some photos up there.
Or if you have it and you want to rent it out for a good cheap price, we're happy to chat as well. We both love coffee. So I guess best coffee shop, your favorite coffee shop?
Ooh, I do like Ozone in Old Street.
Yeah, she doesn't have any Ozone beans.
No, because I've got so many beans. I got loads of coffee beans for my birthday. I think I've got enough to last to my next birthday. That's how many coffee beans are currently. Wow. We could start a roastery in this flat with the amount of coffee beans that I currently have. Yeah, probably Ozone. I like Notes. Chief Coffee is nice, but it's quite local to our area. Don't know, probably one of those.
I love it. All these questions. One option.
I can't give one option. Five. It's so difficult for me to pick one because I don't have like one spot.
Coffee shop. I'm going to say workshop.
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
That's sure it's lovely.
In Central.
Yeah.
And it's nice. I don't go often, but I like it. Let's go best food option. Just best restaurant. Oh, no, we've already done that. Let's just go.
No, we didn't pick.
Did we not?
No, I never said anything because I can't think of anything. But because I'm vegan, I don't just want to say Mildred's because that's really cliche, but that's the only one I can think of. Mildred's in Dalston. If anyone's a vegan or vegetarian, go to Mildred's in Dalston. Don't go to the ones in Central. Don't go to the one in King's Cross. Go to Dalston because it's a really nice location. So maybe I'll just pick that because that's the only thing I can think of. Or Temple of Saitan.
Okay, actually, choose a place that you can have. You have to eat there every day, breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Oh, God. That's just even more options. Oh. I can't think of that.
Okay, well, that's a wrap for our podcast today.
You didn't answer. You didn't answer. Where would you go for your food?
Well, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is like, that's a ridiculous thing.
You see, I would go to Chinatown.
A buffet spot.
No, that's dirty. Why would you have that? Don't go to any buffets. Actually, I haven't actually been to any of the Chinatown buffets, but buffets it's not all you can eat. It's all you shouldn't eat. Mm-hmm. I would go for somewhere in Chinatown because they do breakfast, lunch and dinner to a quite excellent standard.
All right. That I think concludes our London episode.
Yes, it does.
This has been fun. I enjoy talking about London.
It's really funny. You said in a couple of episodes before or somewhere at the start, you hate talking about yourself or just chatting. I don't know.
Yeah, about myself.
Living in London, is not kind of about it yourself?
Kind of. But it's like... is it talking about myself, talking about London? I guess, because I just feel like London has kind of changed me so much and changed, again, like you said, changed me for the better. And with like so much, literally so much has happened in the past like 7-8 years. My entire life has changed because of the people and like places and things that I've met in London. So I just have nothing but love for this city. And if you're thinking about moving here, then give us a shout. Like, we'd love to hit you up with some recommendations on what you can, you know, how you can go about finding a place or...
Yeah,
you know.
Charlie can do that. So if you want to direct all those questions to her, because I'm actually quite busy. However, when I do upload and film this YouTube video, then feel free to comment on my YouTube video and I will answer you there in due course. But I hope you guys have had a really great day listening to this, no matter where you are in the world right now. If you are based in London, hopefully you're doing great and... Hopefully you live west, because west is best.
Yeah, but west is best.
It'd be great to know where you all live. Oh, west is best. There's no contest.
Yeah.
And that's a new one. Guys, I think that's a wrap to this episode about London. I hope you guys have had an awesome day, no matter where you're listening to this in the world. If you want to drop us a message on Instagram, feel free. It's at Timeline Podcast. And make sure you're actually subscribed to this on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to. If you want to give us a rating on iTunes, we would love that too. Yes, we're quite early in the stages of this podcast, but we are getting there. As we said, episode 11 will be the time we'll have our first guest. So stay tuned. Keep peeled on Instagram. We might actually give you a little preview of what is to come and who we might have. Every person actually we have lined up that we have to contact is super great. They have such great backgrounds, the creative backgrounds as well, which is unbelievable. I'm actually super duper excited for you guys to listen to it. But yeah, it's been real. My name has been Tim.
My name's been Charlie. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Hope you have a lovely day wherever you are. And we'll see you next Monday.
Keep it real. Peace.
Peace. Love. Bye.
Oh no, forgot to press record.
No. Are you serious? For the whole episode?
No, but okay. See you guys. Bye.